How does the gang at school act when a blind student shows up?
Hey, what's the deal with the new guy?
Hey, Liz, check out his sunglasses. What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm blind. Think y'all can handle it?
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
You never know what's going to happen at Terrene Elementary, especially in Miss Waddle's class. For instance, on this particular day, she came to class accompanied by a young lizard Liz and the gang had never seen before.
All right, everyone. All right. Settle down. Settle down. Class, I'd like you to meet Matthew. He's going to be visiting our class for 2 or 3 weeks while his family visits Terrene. I'd like you all to make him feel welcome.
Hello.
You can take this seat right up front, Matthew.
Hey, Liz, check out his sunglasses. What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe he's blind.
You think if I told Miss Waddle I was blind, she'd let me wear sunglasses?
Something tells me she'd see through that plan.
Liz, Spike.
Yes, ma'am?
Is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No, Miss Waddle.
Hey, what's the deal with the new guy?
Oh, man.
Excuse me, Skink?
Well, he wants to know why you needed to help me to my seat.
Yeah.
Because I can't see.
Whoa, Liz, you were right. He is blind.
See? Yeah, I'm blind. Think you all can handle it?
Don't mean anything to me, Maddie.
All right, that's enough. It's true Matthew can't see. But that's no reason why we can't welcome him and include him in everything we do here. Does everyone understand?
Yes, Miss Waddle.
Bullying.
What do I do when I'm bullied? How can I help other kids who are bullied? How do I talk with my parents about feeling left out at school? And how can I help other kids that feel isolated and alone?
Kids Corner is offering a free family resource, Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying. Using biblical teaching, Kids Corner storytelling, case studies and activities, Power Tools suggests usable strategies for kids and parents to talk about bullying. Explore our resources on school bullying and social media bullying. Learn what a bystander needs to do and discover how to create a community that resists bullying. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to receive your Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying ebook. Start the conversation and explore active ways to love your neighbor with this free resource from Kids Corner.
When lunchtime rolled around, Miss Waddle stopped Liz and Lucille.
Could the two of you do me a favor?
Well, sure, Miss Waddle. What do you need?
I'd like someone to keep an eye on Matthew. Help him mix with the other students. Be friendly to him. If he needs anything, help him out.
Do you think the other kids aren't going to give him a fair shake?
Maybe, maybe not. But that's why I hope the two of you could help.
Well, you can sure count on me, Miss Waddle.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, especially if it helps me to get a better grade.
Tell you what, it gets you an A for today.
Oh, yeah, I'll take what I can get.
Liz and Lucille joined their classmates who were eating outside on this brisk winter day. They didn't have any problem finding Matthew. He was sitting all alone.
Hi, Matthew. I'm Lucille. I'm in Miss Waddle's class with you.
And I'm Liz.
Hi, guys. You can call me Matt.
Hi.
Why are you talking so loud? I'm blind, not deaf.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, me too, Matthew.
Don't sweat it. Everyone does that.
They do?
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
You know, we were wondering if we could eat lunch with you.
Only if you brought enough for me.
I guess we could share.
I'm kidding. Have a seat.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm starving.
So we're having meatloaf and tuna today?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
I can smell your lunches.
You can?
So I don't know who's eating what.
Well, I got the tuna.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, Matthew, do you have, like, superpowers or something?
No, I have a nose.
Well,
yeah, so do I, but too. I don't think I could do what you just did.
Oh, sure you could, sure. You just have to train yourself. When you lose one of your senses, the others have to work harder.
Oh, okay. So, Matthew, have you been blind from birth?
Lucille?
What? It's just a question.
Well, yeah, but maybe he doesn't want to have it brought up all the time.
Oh, it's not like she's reminding me of something I don't always know, Liz. And no, Lucille, I haven't been blind since birth. I lost my sight when I was 2.
Oh, wow.
That's so sad.
My dad is a contract builder, which means we move around all over for his job.
Oh, that's kind of sad, too. So you're never in one place long enough to make any friends?
Oh, it's not so bad. You get used to being alone. After a while, you kind of like it.
Kind of like it.
Matthew, do you ever have problems with other kids?
Problems?
Well, yeah, you know, like them making fun of you or stuff like that.
Nah, usually it's people being too nice.
Too nice?
Yeah. They think you need help with everything and never let you do anything on your own.
Oh.
That can get really annoying.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, we wish I could. Well, anyway, every once in a while, though, you get a peewit who likes to make fun of you.
Oh, that stinks. Mm.
You guys better stay away from that new kid. You might catch his blind germs.
You know, speaking of peewits.
Yeah. Who was that?
Oh, his name is Skink. Just ignore him.
Yeah.
We do.
Hey, Matthew. Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
When you left Miss Waddle's classroom, you were holding your hands like this.
I can't see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You were holding one hand up by your forehead, and then one just below your waist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's one of the things I do to get around without running into stuff.
Oh.
See, I call it bumpers.
Oh, cool. Matthew's a car. He's got bumpers.
Yeah, that's my cue. I think I'll go back inside now.
Oh, not because of Skink.
Yeah, come on, Matthew. Just forget it.
No. It's not just Skink. Look, guys, I know Miss Waddle asked you to help me out, but it's okay. I'm really better off by myself.
Oh, but we...
I do better alone.
Bumpers. Matthew's got bumpers.
Dad, you don't come with a muffler.
Yeah. Oh.
After school, Liz and Spike went up to Breakneck Hill to go ice blocking.
Woohoo!
Ice blocking is when you ride down a steep, snowy hill on a big block of ice.
Yeah! Where'd you ever hear about this, Liz?
Oh, Grandpa Noli took the kids from our church school class before Christmas.
Ooh, man, it's like sledding with no sled.
Yeah! Only now we have to haul the ice blocks back up the hill.
Oh, yeah, that.
Come on.
All right. So, what's the deal with that new kid, Matthew?
What do you mean?
I was just, you know, wondering why you were hanging around with him during lunch.
Well.
Did Miss Waddle ask you to or something?
Well, yeah, but I don't mind. He's pretty cool. He plays keyboard and the drums. He bowls. He plays cards. He doesn't seem to let it bother him, then. He's blind.
Man, it would bother me.
Yeah, well, he told Lucille and me that he's better by himself. He didn't want us to help him.
Yeah, I noticed he didn't wait for you when the bell rang. Man,
nope.
He was off like a shot.
Yeah, I figured I'd do what he wanted me to and just leave him alone. Oh, finally.
Man, I can see my house from here. Y'all ready to go again?
Oh, give me a sec, Spike. Man, that's a pretty steep climb with a block of ice on your shoulder.
Did you ever ride down standing on the ice block?
No.
How come?
Because I like my head bone attached the way it is.
Oh, come on. You're not going to get hurt.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm not going to stand up on the ice block.
Why? You too scared?
No. Actually, I am a little.
I knew it.
Oh, what? You're not scared?
Well, no. Not really.
So, you're going to try this?
What? Standing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
What?
Stand aside.
For the record, I think this is a really bad idea.
Oh, that's because you didn't think of it first.
No, it's because it's a really bad idea.
Come on. It's like snowboarding down a steep hill, that's all.
Yeah, with a 20-pound block of ice, which is getting slipperier by the second.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, man.
Whoa!
Hey, Spike, you're going toward the log. Lean right! Jump off! Oh, man. Oh, Spike, are you okay?
Oh, my leg.
Oh, man, old still. I'll run and get some help. I'll be right back, Spike, okay?
Liz!
What, yeah?
How did that look?
Like you were doing something really dumb. Now hold still, I'll be right back.
When Spike returned to Miss Waddle's class, the others were surprised to see him in a wheelchair.
Yeah, the doctor said I had a fracture of my trivial bone or something.
Oh, man.
Maybe you could join up with Matthew. He can be the bumper, and you can be the wheels.
Ah, be quiet.
Did you really stand on the ice block going down Breakneck Hill?
Well, yeah. He only made it about halfway down.
That doesn't sound too smart.
So what did your dad say about that?
He was pretty angry. I'm grounded for, like, the next month.
Oh, man. How long do you have to stay in the wheelchair?
A whole month.
Oh, Tough to be you, eh? You got it real hard, all right. Stuck in your house with every comic book and video game ever invented. Real rough.
You know, Skinky is stuck in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could be stuck in a wheelchair. Everybody could bring me ice cream and soda.
I'm glad to see you sympathizing with your classmates, Skink.
Huh?
Maybe, since you feel so strongly for Spike, you can be his helper until he's back on his feet again.
I like the sound of that.
Not likely.
It's not only likely, it's reality.
Good
morning, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. Hi, I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay, everyone, take your seats.
Okay.
Skink, help Spike.
Oh, yeah, and while you're at it, give me some of that ice cream and soda you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, bring some for me, too.
Yeah, I'll get you a soda.
Is today someone's birthday?
No, Matthew, but tomorrow is going to be a special day for us.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, Miss Waddle, when a teacher says special, we know what it really means. It means we've got a test.
Not this time.
Well, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
I've arranged for us to go on a field trip.
Can we go to the racetrack?
Where to? The museum? The planetarium?
I think you'll like this even better.
Oh, where?
The mall.
The mall?
The mall.
The shopping mall?
The Tureen Village Green Shopping Mall.
I'm sorry, Miss Waddle. I know I'm new here, but you're taking us to a shopping
mall? Yeah!
There are lessons to be learned everywhere, Matthew, even at the shopping mall.
Oh.
Now, you all need to get these permission slips signed by your parents and bring them back tomorrow, or you won't be able to join us.
The next day, Miss Waddle's class climbed on the bus and rode to the Tureen Village Green Shopping Mall, still with no clue what they were doing there.
So, Liz, does your school take field trips to the mall very often?
No, Matthew, this would be a first.
Miss Waddle, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
everyone, gather around.
Yeah, what's going on?
Now, come in.
Okay,
come in.
Okay. Now, what is it?
I know you've all been wondering what we're doing here at the mall.
Yeah.
Well, the simple answer is we're going shopping.
Oh, hi. Usually I have to wait till
But
after
not
school.
The way you think.
Uh-huh.
You're each going to go buy a candy bar at Pulaski's drugstore up on the second level.
Oh, well, good. I could use a candy bar. Let's go.
Stop.
Let's go.
There's more.
Here we go.
I've been doing a lot of thinking for the last couple days, and I'm not at all impressed with the way this class has treated both Matthew and Spike.
Is that what this is all about? We have to buy them a candy bar?
No, not exactly. I'm going to assign each of you a challenge.
A challenge? What do you mean, Miss Waddle?
Liz, put on this blindfold.
Okay.
Can you see anything?
Nope.
That's your challenge.
What?
You can't see. Skink, come here.
What did I do?
Since you felt so bad for Spike yesterday, you get to spend the day in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but I get to see?
Yes.
Oh, this'll be easy.
Do you mind if I go the way I am, Miss Waddle?
That's fine, Matthew.
All right.
And what about me, Miss Waddle? What would be my challenge?
Put these earplugs in your ears. Oh. Today, you are deaf.
Oh,
Now remember, if you cheat, you fail the assignment. I would really like each of you to give this a serious effort.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
No, I guess not.
Very well. We'll meet back right here in 1 hour. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes, Sal.
Okay, put on your blindfolds,
gotcha.
Put in your earplugs, and get in your chairs.
Right.
And I'll see you all in 1 hour.
Bye.
Thank you.
Miss Waddle's class was wandering around the Tureen Village Green shopping mall, each having assumed a physical challenge.
Excuse me. Oh, excuse me.
Skink, who was confined to a wheelchair, was finding out how tough it was to get around.
Come on, would you give a guy a break? I need to get to the elevator.
In his own wheelchair, Spike was also heading to the elevator.
Make a hole! Wheelchair coming through! Go into the lift! Make a hole!
Oh, watch out, Spike! Whoa!
Come on, Skink! Look what you did!
What I did? Oh, if I could get out of this chair, I...
At least push the button for the elevator.
All right. Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
This, read the sign.
Elevator out of order? Man, you didn't see that before.
Didn't you?
No. What are we supposed to do now?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, maybe we could team up, you know, work together. I bet we could find a way to get up to Pulaski's together if we tried.
Are you kidding? You're in a wheelchair, too. How are you gonna help me?
Well, I don't know, but what can it hurt to try?
Ah, forget it, Spike. I'm doing this by myself.
Fine.
Meanwhile, Liz faced a different set of challenges.
Oh, sorry. No, I can't.
Hey, get out of here. Oh, man,
now I know how a pinball feels.
Lucille, whose challenge was deafness, had already made it to Pulaski's drugstore. She picked out her candy bar and was set to check out.
Can I help you?
Huh?
Can I help you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can I help you with something?
I want to buy this candy bar.
Okay, let me scan it.
Yes, with peanuts.
No, I need to scan it. Scan it!
Here, why don't you scan it?
Good idea. 56 cents.
How much is it?
56 cents.
No, I don't want anything else.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Liz was still having a bit of trouble.
Oh, I'd love to know where I am.
Hello? Can I help you?
Actually, yeah. I'm looking for...
Let me guess. Something for your mother?
No.
Grandmother?
Uh-uh.
I know. Your sister?
No.
Your girlfriend?
No, ew.
All right, I give up. What can I do to help you?
I need a candy bar.
You and me both, sweetie. But we don't sell candy bars here.
Oh. Well, you may have noticed that I am wearing a blindfold.
Yes, I didn't really want to say anything.
Yeah, so what I need is, can you tell me where I am?
Oh, yes, this is a women's clothing store.
Okay, I gotta go.
but your mother might love a new sweater. We have a wonderful return policy.
Liz rushed to get out of the store, bumping racks of clothes as he went. He managed to make it out into the mall when he collided with someone.
Liz?
Matthew?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I take it your assignment isn't going very well?
Yeah, it's been kind of painful.
Remember the bumpers I showed you?
Yeah.
Well, give it a try. It'll help.
Oh.
Unless someone steps out of a store right in front of you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I'd be doing better if I had some idea where this drugstore is.
Well, I kind of know where the store is, but I'm having a hard time getting around. Hey, maybe we could team up and do this together.
No. I told you, I work better alone.
I know, but Matthew, right now, come on. We could both use each other's help.
Now, what if Miss Waddle sees us?
She never said we couldn't work together.
I hate asking others for help.
Well, you didn't ask me. I asked you.
Well, that's true.
Yep.
All right, then. Off we go.
Eventually, it was time for Miss Waddle's class to return to the bus. They came straggling back one at a time, and very few of them had candy bars.
This is one field trip I want to forget.
Yeah. Skink, you're not in your wheelchair.
I couldn't get anything done. I finally said forget it.
Surprise.
Once they found out how hard it would be, a few of the students even gave up. Soon the hour was up, but still, there was no sign of Liz and Matthew.
Should we go look for them, Miss Waddle?
No, Lucille. Then I'll lose you, too.
Excuse me. I think these belong to you.
Oh, is this our bus?
Liz, Matthew, we've been waiting for you.
They said they were working on a school project.
Hey, look, candy bars!
Hey, you cheated. No. You had help.
Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, cheater.
I'm sorry.
She did.
Did I do something wrong?
No, they did.
No, thank you for your help. Okay, everyone, get on the bus. Kay. We'll talk about this when we get back to school.
Yes, Miss Waddle. Hey, leave me alone, Skink.
When the students returned to Miss Waddle's classroom, there were still plenty of kids who thought Liz and Matthew cheated.
Nobody else got help.
Not many of you actually finished the assignment. Only five of you returned with candy bars. Lucille, why don't you tell us what happened with you?
Okay, well, I was deaf, so getting to Pulaski's wasn't very hard.
Yeah.
But once I got the candy bar and I tried to check out, that was a different story.
Well, how tough could that have been?
Yeah, well, you can't hear what the cashier is saying. It's pretty tough.
Wow.
You have to watch the cash register to find out how much it costs.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I never realized how much I counted on my hearing before I couldn't use it.
Yeah, that's
good.
True.
Skink, what happened to you?
Yeah. Well, the elevator didn't work. I couldn't even get up to the second floor, so I quit.
Quitter.
Yeah.
Who else quit because it was too difficult?
Me. I did.
See?
Oh, yeah, me too.
We did not.
No, you just had that woman help you.
Yeah, well, you cheated.
No. Why is that cheating? Yeah. We accomplished the assignment.
All Miss Waddle told us to do was buy a candy bar. Uh-huh. We did that. She never said we couldn't get any help.
Well, that's what she meant.
No, settle down.
But they cheated, Miss Waddle, both of them. That's like double cheating.
No. Hold it. I didn't want any help. Liz said we could work better together.
Yeah.
I figured I had nothing to lose.
No, we made it to the drugstore together. We just had problems finding our way back to the bus, so I asked for help.
See?
I know many of you don't like what they did.
Yeah. Right.
But Liz and Matthew's solution was perfectly valid.
See?
I never said you couldn't work in teams.
Way to go, Matthew.
So what we did was okay, Miss Waddle?
Certainly.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the point of the whole assignment.
Oh, well.
It demonstrated that everybody needs help sometimes.
Oh. You mean people like me?
Not just people who can't see, Matthew.
No.
You've all seen how hard it is for people who can't walk or hear.
Well, yeah.
Even I need help sometimes.
Huh. Okay, so what?
We should be willing to help each other the way Liz and Matthew did.
I can get around pretty good usually, so I don't ask for help too often, but it was nice for Liz to give me a hand.
Oh, you gave me
we
a
should
hand.
All be willing to give each other a hand, Matthew.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll try to remember that from now on, Miss Waddle.
Right. Yeah, me
Good.
Too.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Miss Waddle.
Me too.
What about you, Liz?
Oh, hey. As long as there are still tests in school, I will have no trouble asking for help.
And I'll be there.
Yay.
I'm with you.
God made each of us with certain abilities and skills. But even so, like Miss Waddle said, sometimes everybody needs a hand. That means we should be willing to help others whenever we can. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2, the Apostle Paul told us to carry each other's heavy loads. If you do, you will give the law of Christ its full meaning. Now maybe you're like Matthew and think you can do everything on your own. Or like Skink, you don't want anyone to try to help you. But sooner or later, you may need a hand. And the surest way to get that hand when you need it is to extend it to others when they need it. Carry someone else's load, and they'll be willing to help you carry yours.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.